television, they say Mississippi. You know how they pronounce it.
Mississippi.
That's how they say it on television. But you know, in conversation,
Mississippi.
Most of us say Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Right. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
We leave out the sound of IWS, Mississippi. We sound like we leave off IWS, the first IWS.
I know.
Mississippi.
It's the same all over the country.
All of us do that.
Right. In television, where my parents are, they will say, this is Toledo, Ohio. Well, nobody in Ohio says Ohio. You know, it's Ohio.
Ohio.
And so it's not bad.
Well, now there comes your localisms and your stuff like that. People in certain localities, you got to accept it.
Right, and that's what I'm interested in when I ask you these
questions.
Got to,
that's reading it all stay on in the dictionary that way, because and even dialect ought to be accepted.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm interested in.
Dialect ought to be accepted. I don't say anything against localisms, not mm-hmm. colloquialisms, well, not dialect, not. But I do disapprove of barbarisms, and I do disapprove of slang.
Mm-hmm. These are authentic pronunciations, right? What I'm looking for are what you consider to be authentic regional.
Oh, I may be rusty. I don't know. Well, I've been out of school about 10 years.
Well, but you see, you and I know what they say on television, and we're not interested in that. What do you just hear in conversation so that these would be authentic? Would you just name the major cities in Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville. That's the capital. Memphis. Chattanooga. I'm just going to name whatever I think of.
Mm-hmm.
Murfreesboro. McMinnville.
Over in the east part of the state.
Around
the park.
Where?
Around the park.
Around the park. What are you talking about? Which part?
Knoxville.
Oh, I've been there. That's in the mountains.
And in North Carolina.
Knoxville. That's where the University of Tennessee is, too. Part of.
And North Carolina.
North Carolina is Hendersonville. And
the town just not far down from Knoxville.
Down from Knoxville, let's see. Asheville? Mm-hmm. That one you think about?
Mm-hmm. And how about some cities in Georgia come to mind?
Atlanta and Susquehanna.
Are you thinking of Savannah?
Savannah, what I'm thinking of. Atlanta and Savannah and a little old town Macon down there is where Lamar used to be. Well, close to, before he went to Emory.
Mm-hmm.
Emory was moved from Oxford, Georgia to, oh, I can't think of them right now. I do know them, but
that's fine. How about the cities in Louisiana?
New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
You see, here again, I'm interested in what you say because on television they'll say New Orleans, right?
I said New Orleans.
And you get there and they say New Orleans.
New Orleans.
That's what
I said too.
Right.
I went down Bourbon Street and then they said New Orleans all the time, so I said too.
How about the big city in southern Ohio?
I don't know too much, Cincinnati and
down beyond farther south into Kentucky,
Louisville and
and how about the cities in the East Coast? You name those come to mind.
You mean down Florida?
No, on the East Coast, farther up north.
Virginia.
Starting with Virginia.
Richmond and Lynchburg, Jamestown.
And on up to the capital.
Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm. On up to the capital.
I can't think of one right now. Richmond used to be the capital for the Confederacy.
Well, yes, I meant on up to Washington.
Oh.
By the way, did you use D.C. with that?
I bet Washington, D.C. This is right there in Maryland's right there too. Mm-hmm. And let's see, I can't think right now. It slipped my mind.
And how about the cities, the towns in Alabama?
A lot of places in Alabama. There's even in Oxford, Alabama, too.
Mm-hmm. Near Anniston.
Birmingham, mm-hmm. Anniston, and
capital.
Birmingham's a pretty good town. That's a cold town, too.
The capital of